Alright, people. My name is Coder. I'm your host for once. Welcome to Hacking It. Joined by Strom Carlson, Johnny Hacker, and Avid.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Hey. Alright. Well, I guess my topic is like I did last week. Actually, last week it didn't really get recorded because of challenges and whatnot. I apologize for that. First it was going to be power outages and then a few timing constraints, so I figured I'd just throw it back a week. No big deal. Actually, I kind of got into almost a mobile phone type rant. I'm going to refine that this week. No, I'm not going to call them gay. Relax, Strom. I personally don't particularly like them. You know, if you like them, hey, that's fine, whatever, but I've had a few too many problems with them. You know, it don't work out too well for me. You know, I've had the battery go dead, and then I've had the signal get lost right when I was standing almost underneath the tower. I think that was with Sprint on an OKF55 series. Can't quite.
Well, first off, the tower really came in a bench for mobile phone company's tower. And I think the telemetry radio signal is such that standing directly underneath the tower is not the optimal place to get the signal. I think you have to be several hundred feet at least away from the tower laterally.
Okay, so maybe
I was working.
Okay, so
maybe at the center of the cell site. The tower is defined at the edge of the cell site.
Okay, so I'm a total A when it comes to radio frequency crap.
But
yeah.
Oh shit, that wasn't really good.
Almost spilled water on the cake fire.
Don't want that to happen.
Huh?
Don't want that to happen.
No, I don't. Now I've got that little side note done. My first topic, actually first real topic, if I can find my Walmart receipt, was actually Walmart receipts. Turns out when you buy crap with their shopping carts, that they'll print out sometimes the full receipt number, the full account number. And if those of you with a browser handy would go to hackermedia.net/hacknip/ should be rec1.txt and rec2.txt, and you'll see the Walmart receipt stuff typed up, and you'll see what I mean. And, you know, it'll go through all the normal Walmart logo crap and the Walmart store number and the authorization number and all that bullshit. And then it'll say what you purchased, and then the amount transfer, I believe. And then sometimes it'll give a card number on certain types of receipts, and other times it'll give a partial card number. Now, if you've got some careless guy that's not really too concerned, and he drops it on the side on the way out, eh? Either you've got yourself a free card number or a almost free card number, because they won't give the last four digits.
Well, I have a couple of questions. First off, this is like a prepaid gift card?
Yeah. Like a shopping card.
Don't you actually need the card in order to have go through the transaction?
I'm not sure about
it. I don't think so. As long as you have the PIN number, they can punch it in.
Yeah. Like, say you're like, lost the PIN number, but know the, or lost the card, but know the PIN, something like that, and they should punch it through.
But that's only if they want to, though. Like, they can require you to have the actual card.
I look into that.
It's pretty cool sometimes, you know, late enough, you know, sometimes they let you go through. Yeah.
And my other question is, isn't there, like, a legal disclaimer on the back of the card to the effect that this card is, like, cash, treat it like cash?
Let me find my card. I've got one right here now. Try and read it off. Blah, blah, blah. Use of this card constitutes following terms. Card can be used to towards purchases of merchandise at any retail format of Walmart stores, Inc. in the U.S. or Puerto Rico.
Do not be redeemed for
except in those states which require redemption for cash. Lost the stolen cards now be replaced with that original receipt after 24 months and unused. Service charge of $1 per month will be deducted, blah, blah, blah. To use the same stub, holder must use the same stub member, 10% service fee will apply, except for not applicable. Covering card balance may be applied toward membership fee.
Do you have the card number on there?
Yeah.
Of course, in this example, on the text file, I blanked out the last four digits because that is a valid card number. When it becomes invalid,
you scramble the card number on the first one.
Because there's the entire number.
Huh?
I hope you scramble the card number before typing it up on the first procedure.
What do you mean by that?
You've got an entire card number 60141069. I won't say the last three digits.
Really? Ooh. Oh, glad this isn't live. Remind me to go in and fix that.
Yeah. And feel free to bleep out my number that I,
Yeah, I think I'll do that. Fix card number on Walmart. Alright, anyway.
So yeah, you found that kind of interesting. Actually though, doesn't it have four axes? Because
this one does.
The first one does. The standard account number is 16 digits. Is that only 12?
Oh, let me check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, 12 digits.
Okay. Alright, never mind that.
Don't get it in the actual amount.
Yeah, it's the
standard one is 12 digits.
This one I have in my hand right now is
I'm not reading off the last four. It's 6014, 1,750, followed by the last four digits in the PIN number.
Okay.
7350.
No.
2368.
No.
Speaking of which, it's very funny, at Sam's Club, the 800-minute AT&T phone card is $23.68.
That has been for a while. I like those. You actually do get 800 minutes on those. Yeah, I love my
Bob 50 card.
And then the stand itself, the fake number 311-555-268. That's what was very funny.
Shit. Damn it. Come on. Topics.
Actually, though, it's
easier if you relax, I think.
Yeah.
Deep in. Deep breath out.
Alright. Actually,
I was searching through what was then my latest issue of U.S. News. It's May 24.
And I found this rather interesting.
As soon as I can find it, I'll read it to you. I'm sure most of you will find it rather interesting.
And the first person's
name that popped in my mind was Trills, and I think you'll see why.
No offense, though, Trills. It's
a rather huge compliment.
Congress.
Candid camera. Candid camera. Like to snap photos with your nifty little cell phone camera? Keep it clean, kids. Otherwise, you could face a fine and jail time. The House family last week unanimously
approved
legislation that could cram to futurely videotape, film, broadcast, or record someone on a federal property where, quote, a reasonable person would believe that he or she could disrobe in privacy, end quote. Says to the sponsor, Rep Mike Oxley. No one should have to go through the embarrassment of being secretly taped by an electronic peeping Tom or seeing those pictures turn up on the internet. The House is set to locate the bill next month. The move comes amid growing reports of cell phone shutterbugs. I can't read tonight. Gratuitously taking racy pics in places like locker rooms and sending them to thousands of their closest emails. So basically what these, Yeah. But I guess it wasn't illegal for, say their phone pics for some odd reason. I don't know. It's kind of
I think you could probably read the existing law for set of life and mobile phone.
I don't know. But I found that kind of funny that people were taking pictures and stuff like that.
Well, I think that's the expected given in the future.
Yeah. You know, voyeurism is one of the best porns.
Too bad they all know it, though. And the school won't let us in the girls' locker room. I mean, anyway. I've been doing some scanning recently. Not much. Haven't been feeling too great. But scanned three local exchanges. I'm not going to give out the exchanges, but the first two, the low end, 00XX, was totally disconnected. Not a single working number. But on the last one, I kept getting, within the first 12 numbers, I got one, let's see here, one ring out, four disconnects, more than 12 rings.
Oh, just rings?
Yeah. Four disconnects, four businesses, a school, and some weird number that it might be either a carrier or fax or some internal something or other. So it seems that the low end of this younger exchange is alive and well. Found that kind of interesting because the older exchanges that I have dialed, they've been around since, I'm thinking 50s at least, were
typically, the way the number assignments work is that, I mean, it used to be that they would tend to hide their hidden stuff in, you know, the first 100 numbers or the last 100 numbers of a prefix, but that's not usually so these days. I mean, they can pretty much self-stick anything wherever they want to. It's not uncommon for customer phones to be in the 9000 block. It's not uncommon for customer phones to be in the 99XX block or in the 00XX block. I mean, I've seen customer phone numbers in the assigned to 0000, which never used to happen at all. And the other thing is, basically, it seems that people tend to call prefix exchanges by mistake. The exchange is the actual switching entity, the prefix is the code assigned to that exchange.
Okay, so I got the turn sign. I have been doing that lately.
You see, you were scanning three different prefixes in the same switch?
No, 211CO and. No, the 211CO and the one is my local.
Oh.
And I didn't put that on there, unfortunately. I was going to say, I think I put the, to test that recording for my local switch on the intro music, but I don't think I did.
Good old Verizon and their proctor test set.
Yeah. Legally accountable if you fooled around with one of those?
I've played around with one of those many times. You can't do anything, any permanent damage with it.
Okay, good, because I don't really want to screw up my phone and, it show up in the logs that I dialed up the local proctor test set.
No, it's not gonna. All it does, basically, the proctor test set is just line tests for phone installers. Mm-hmm. Primarily, there's a lot of stuff for
testing coin circuits and whatnot, but
it's not like a dashing where you can actually screw with a person's line. This is just, you know,
right.
You dial up, you do some tests, you can do a loop open for a minute, you test the ringer, test your phone, give you statistics on the line condition itself, but there's no damage. You can't hurt yourself playing with that.
Good, because that's the last thing I need. I've been known to pretty much have a little too much fun with my phone line and had to call Verizon now and try and fix it.
What too much fun did you have?
I pretty much was around with the phone line during a storm and almost got zapped myself, not to mention my computer, all of the phones in the house, and the T&I and the outside almost got fried. So it was
almost.
Huh?
What do you mean almost? Did lightning strike your telephone line?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's not playing around too much with the phone line. That's just
taking on excessive. Well, let's see here. The most fun I've ever had is I've done some caller ID spoofing. And back in the days when I was new to the scene and didn't really know much, and it got traced back. And needless to say, I got a few harassing phone calls and parents were, what the fuck's going on? And I almost called Verizon and asked them what the heck was going on and whatnot. And I've cut a few wires in the house and regretted it and had Verizon now fix it. Cause
your inside wire?
Yeah, because my pliers broke and I didn't have any razor blades lying around.
Well, the inside wire is all by the customer, not by the telephone company, so it's your responsibility to fix that. And you're allowed to fix it yourself.
Yeah, I unfortunately didn't have the resources available. So
a bit of a story, you buy some wire and you fix it.
No, I mean in terms of knife and such. I mean, sure, you can always take the nearest butter knife in the kitchen, but what's that going to do?
They're installing it or stripping the wire?
Actually stripping the wire. I didn't have
any. The hardware store, get a pair of diagonal cutting pliers for $5.
Nearest hardware store went out of business.
Well, then the nearest hardware store that is in business.
Radio Shack.
Yeah, Radio Shack carries them.
It was on a weekend. They're closed.
Radio Shack closed on the weekend?
It was a holiday weekend, I think. I think it was the 4th. So either way, I had to call out Verizon. They fixed it and whatnot. The guy's stern looked at it and said, he didn't say a word, but the look said it all. You know, don't be screwing around with your wiring, buddy. Of course, I've already made a few modifications to prevent eavesdropping on telephone conversations such as this, but, nah.
How did you do that?
From the wiring coming in from the network interface, I took the black and yellow wires and spliced them into the red wire so I can control if anybody else in the house can hear the station.
I thought you meant from the switch.
No. That'd be kind of cool.
You rerouted the entire line to run through your room first before hitting any of the other...
Exactly.
Deck now.
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, telephone voltage is not a good thing to mess around with. Said person.
It's only 48 volts DC, I can't do.
Can wake you up. Actually, yours may be 48 volts, but mine's 56 when it's ringing.
When it's ringing, it should be 90 volts AC at 20 hertz.
No. Ringing. Off the hook. I took my multimeter to it and it said 56. Of course, I'm a considerable distance from my local low. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or what.
They may be loading a temperature voltage, I'm not sure.
Hope it's in the FBI.
Is DSL available where you are?
No.
No? Okay.
But they're just putting
too
in...
Too far from the field, or too many loading coils or both on your line?
They just put in wireless service in the town next door. So I don't know.
Actually,
mobile phone service or...?
Wireless internet, and they have DSL there. So I don't know if they're... And they say they're getting ready to put planes in here, so I don't know. Whatever.
Well, what they may be doing is they may be scheming to replace some of your copper with fiber.
Fiber
in the neighborhood or some such, and that'll, with the right equipment, be able to bring DL out to your area.
My neighborhood consists of a 3-square-mile area. Nearest neighbor's a 30-mile away.
Well, again, Reaper is so inexpensive now that they can do that sort of thing.
Actually, though, I kind of like when they paved my road, because then the telephone guys had to come out and replace all the cans and such, and not the buttload of wire. And of course, I went out there and scavenged it up, and I think I'm using it for my radio antenna right now. Yeah.
18 gauge?
I think so.
That's a complete gauge out by plan.
Yeah. It's either 18 or 20.
Yeah.
No, I'm using 18 gauge, or that wire for my telephone modifications. I'm using audio wire, the television audio video jack type wire for my antenna.
Oh, okay. I wonder if the wire is old enough to have been made by automatic electric.
Down
the jacketing? What company made it?
I don't have any on me. Unfortunately, I doubt it. It looks pretty new.
What did you do with it all?
Tried to make a really cheap-ass AM radio with it, and that didn't work. And then my CADs got all screwed around with it and bit in really, really small pieces. And what's left of it, I think I have put an electric fence around the place. I gotta go check that out. Actually, though, I don't mean to stray, but would I be better off making a antenna for my radio scratch or just feeding a dipole between a couple trees?
I don't know. I'm really not a radio expert.
Okay, question of the week. Would I be better off making a antenna from scratch or feeding a dipole through dipole out there? May know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I guess I'm going to do a question of the week. Whatever. You know, this program is going to be more community-based. Community input. You know, you guys basically decide what's going to be on the show. So, no, I'm not going to put on Mr. Telephone Man by New Edition 1984.
You know what I think, as far as community base goes, we need?
Huh.
Schedule more people to come show.
Yes. Because I noticed there was this mention of the show on the BinRev forums, but, you know, nobody's really listened to it. I mean, hey, it's the first episode. So...
Obviously no one's listened to it. It's not on the internet yet.
You know what I mean. I plan to have it up by Memo Day at the worst. Today's the 28th.
Yes.
What time did I start? Okay, good.
I still got about 15 minutes left on this tape. For those of you listening, I'm recording on analog tape. It's kind of sucky, but...
Actually, I don't think the quality is all that bad. It's just the fact that...
Pay attention and switch.
The sad part about recording on regular cassette tape is the automatic gain control.
Yeah, it is.
Really screws this up.
But
it's all I can afford, so.
Oh, well. Strom, you know about this one. I had that power outage last week.
Mm-hmm.
Avid and Johnny may not know about that, but last week I had some nice storms come through the area and knocked out my power for a better part of a day. Actually, it was a little over a day. And, you know, when you call in to, you know, get the restoration, whatever, to Consumers Power, it's my local utility company. I'm not sure if they service anything outside of Michigan. But, if you, number, by the way, is 800-477-5050. That's 800-477-5050. And, you know, you'll speed dial to, prompts. I'm not quite sure what they are at the moment, but, you know, you play around with the system, and if you don't listen to all the menu options very slowly, and you skip right through the prompts after dialing a few times, you know what you're looking for, it won't automatically detect your ante and tell where you're calling from. You have to actually enter in your information. And sometimes it'll come back with an error saying, there's an error when accessing your account. We're directing you to a customer service rep. Funny part about that is when they wanted to confirm some account information for my, my house's electrical service, they basically read the information off out of the phone book with the verification being the telephone number and the zip code. No social security number, no driver's license number, nothing. And I found that kind of strange.
Well, as far as them getting that number identification, if they're on a primary read ISD and circuits, which they probably are based on the fact that it's a toll-free number for a utility company, if they have SS7 or ISDN signaling to their switch, then they get the automatic number identification the instant that the, they get the calling card number the instant that the call answers.
Right, but
to get the setup message. So, as far as whether or not they can retrieve it through your menu choices, that's just due to bad programming.
Right, but
it sounds to me like your utility company is just a whole bunch of incompetence rolled up into a nice little wall.
Yeah. I Optiverted.
I'm surprised you have electric power at all.
So am I. I diverted through AT&T and I got the same result, so I don't know. I'll have to look further into that one. In fact, here's another post-it note. Let me put it. Yeah, here it is. Let's see here. Social Power Company. You know, if you guys want to jump in here and say something, you know, have something to talk about, be my guest.
Well, it's your show, you know, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, it is your show after all.
I tried calling up the new bridge, the 616 number, and you know, I'll get the usual, all circuits are busy, the call is going through. And I had a nice little conversation with Strom earlier about this, and I thought that, see, I get my 4E error codes all mixed up, and I thought that 45T was in Michigan, and turns out it's in LA, and I was thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah, but you're using an AT&T calling card. So
yeah.
You're dialing a toll-free number, so
right.
All bets are off as to where you're going to hit the AT&T
network. Right.
Gee, thanks for ruining the surprise, Tom. But, yeah, it turns out I was using an AT&T calling card number. That's what it turned out to be. So, it was my mistake.
Hold on just a second. Let me get that.
Yeah.
Why are you dragging this show on if it sucks?
He says it sucks. Well, us. I don't know.
This is an important contact, so I'll be back later.
Okay. Alright, and I called a Verizon operator maybe a month ago. And You know, I was trying to play dumb and ask her if she knew what a tandem was, and she didn't.
Was she black?
No. She gave me the normal reply of, what's a tandem? And, what, your friend has tandems attached to his line? I gave her the usual BS story that my friend said. My coworker said he had a whole bunch of tandems attached to his line, and I wanted to show him up, blah, blah, blah.
Do you even know what a tandem is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not that stupid. I may be young, I'm not stupid.
What kind of switches are tandems, then?
They're, usually 4E's. Yeah, 4E. ESS. At least on the AT&T network. I'm not too familiar. I mean, I know how they work, but I'm not too familiar on the switching equipment and whatnot. You know, I hope Hairball manages to get his show project going up and going again.
He's just working on the guy that's repairing it, because he's instead of actually charging Hairball, he's saying I'll charge him cost and the other lot of other equipment that he's got to repair in the process before his, since he's basically doing his for free. So the Nova will be back up and running, hopefully here pretty soon. Just keep going to for those of you out there that have a shell on hbx.us, you can just keep going back to the website. He will post a message up there when he gets Nova back up and running.
It's cool. It's cool. You know, I almost had my computer got fried the other day about lightning strike. Came dangerously close to my house. Maybe an eighth of a mile. 16th of a mile.
Wow.
Yeah. Needless to say, I was scared shitless. First thing I did is rip power cord out of the wall. I'm actually kind of glad it didn't, because then I'd have to, I need a new system upgrade. I think I'm running at about 233 with the Athlon something odd processor. Got 7 gigs. But I think I need a major system overhaul. It's just not working like it used to. Of course, it's Windows, but I just feel I could get a lot more out of it than I am. So sooner or later, I'll get a major system overhaul or whatnot. Shit. Actually, though, I've been thinking about this. FCC, I think, is making new rules and whatnot on digital radio recently, and I don't have the full scope on that, but from what I may misunderstand this, but from the impression I'm taking, it would make pretty much all uncopyrighted digital radio illegal. Am I taking that right?
I'm not familiar with the law that was passed.
I'll have to look further into that and maybe possibly report back, but basically saying that, you know, uncopyrighted crap is either they want to prevent copyrighted stuff from being transmitted, or which makes absolutely no sense, or they want to keep uncopyrighted stuff off the air.
Well, I think the reason why they want to stop transmission, not those transmission, is transmission is a form of copyright violation.
No, I mean, like, if the people themselves are transmitting it. Like if, let's say BinRev was copyrighted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they themselves wanted to transmit the show on the air. I think, don't hold me to it, but the interpretation I'm getting from this law is that it requires that either they be uncopyrighted or something to that effect, or, you know, they stop transmitting.
Now, I may have that screwed up, and I hope I do.
Because...
You're referring to over the internet, correct?
Yeah. You know, I personally think that the FCC is just really trying to crack down on pretty much everything these days.
And I'm just getting a little pissed at it because, you know, I had to have a license to transmit on the ham radio bands, even though it was the citizens' radio before they came in. And, you know, you can't, you have to abide in rules, you can't do certain things, and they can't have a certain power wattage over X amount on certain bands and whatnot, and I think it's just bullshit. Because, you know, if I want to have a 50,000 watt transmitter on a, on 164.3 megahertz, you know, I think I should be able to. Or if I want to, for instance, want to set up a really local, as in maybe the school would receive it, course is more than 50 feet radio station, I think I should be able to. You know, who cares? I think the fucking government is trying to just set us up and not really want the people to hear what we have to say.
That's really not that personally. The reason why crackdowns on pirate radio initially went into effect was due to cursing over the airwaves. And that is, what started the ball rolling.
Hey, is Africa Bambaataa on here?
Who?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, is Scott LaRock on here?
I don't think so.
Paris Wong, is he on here?
Oh, shit. Hold on, guys. Alright, so basically, I was saying that before we did the tape change, is that, you know, I just think that the FCC should give us a lot more than we have right now, and not worry about, you know, swearing over the air. If you don't really want to hear it, then don't listen. You know, they're not forcing you, they're not putting a gun and forcing you to listen to this certain radio station at this time and whatnot. You know, if you think you've got material that's offensive to certain classes of people, turn it off. Don't go bitching. You know, I mean, if they're offending people, that's a whole different story, but, you know, if they're just generally using foul language, I don't think it's all that bad.
Well, you know, like, let's say in your scenario where you said you had the 50,000-watt transmitter, I'm pretty sure with the 50,000-watt transmitter, if you broadcast it on FM, you could pretty much overpower any FM broadcast in your area. You know, so, like, let's say you got on the local rock station or the rap station, you know, and totally bleeded them out with your show and then started doing it, you know, you would have, you know, wide concern. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that's why that they instituted that law, and they started really cracking down on, like, like how much you can broadcast under and licensing and everything like that.
So, you know, my personal opinion, again, I just feel that we're not getting enough out of it. Actually, though, speaking of which, I hear you guys are, you claim to be on XM within a year and a half, Johnny?
Yeah, probably within a year and a half, 2 years.
That's cool. You got a local, not sure if I told you this, but I've got a local XM radio at my local Wally Mart. Yeah.
When we do get on XM, people, for all the actual radio listeners out there, you know, we would really love it if everybody went to their Walmart and tuned the channel to Hacksaw.
That'd be awesome. Find a way to patch into the PA system.
I'm not sure if you can do that alone, calling in anymore and being transferred to it. Some of the systems, I know that the Walmart here had a recent overhaul of their phone systems due to somebody, I don't know who, but calling in and doing that. But so I think it's like maybe a memo or something went around. I don't know if it went to all the Walmarts, but they're starting to transfer over to where you can't just be put over anymore. You actually have to do it from within the store.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like, find an inconspicuous phone hanging on the wall and find some figure out a way to transmit wirelessly or something like that.
What I do know, though, is most of the cameras that they have in there are dummies. So, yeah. But I'm pretty sure that most of them are dummies because the one here, which is like a superstore, I was in like the main little control office that they had there and stuff. They didn't even have them. They had like all the cameras covering the registers. Those were working. The ones covering customer service, those were working. The ones side of the building were working. And only the ones in major aisles. So that accounted for like maybe 15 to 18 cameras total for the whole building, and there were a lot more than that.
So nothing electronics or anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, any major aisle.
Oh, you know, like
all
CD
the small little ones where the phones are located, at least in my superstore. You know, there's some in, small little aisles and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, those were totally unprotected by camera.
Which reminds me, my semi-local Walmart in a town that's about, 20-25 minute drive, just went from a normal mom-and-pop Walmart to a super center, so I can go in there and get the new Project Walmart Freedom payphone numbers from there sometime soon, once they open. Which reminds me, I found the local number. I gotta test it out first. I have the 800 number on me. But according to that phone, it has the local number, and then it has the 800 number. And it'll dial into that same phone. I've gotta figure out a way to get on a payphone or whatever and try it.
What does the number do?
Huh?
What is the number?
Actually, the 800 number routes it to the, local number.
What does the number do?
I don't know.
He didn't say what the number was or anything.
It's a phone in sporting goods.
Oh, okay.
It's just like a phone sitting there in sporting goods that nobody uses. It's not, doesn't have any of the special keypads or anything. It's just a normal phone.
Just a regular no button phone or?
Just a phone with the DTMF ad, and that's about it.
There's a watch, Bubba.
There what?
Like, would somebody see you get on it? Pay attention to the phone now.
It's in a pretty viewable area, that's the problem.
Do you think you'd have enough time to get on it and call an ANAC to get the number for it?
Ooh. No. So that's why I want to... Actually, though, it lists the number on the phone.
Right. Well, if you know the numbers for the direct dial-in numbers for Walmart in the store, you'll notice that they're all pretty much on the same exchange and the same prefix.
Right.
So if you have a cell phone, what I would do is I would just scan my cell phone while I was in the store until I heard the phone ring.
I mean, the actual number on the phone. So all I could do is walk up to the phone and dial both the 800 the 877 number and the local see if it rings both times.
Right.
And if it does, I think that'd be a pretty interesting find. Because how many times, you know, you've got the local payphone numbers, but, you know, nobody in them, they're going to have either, you know, dialing in disabled or whatnot. And, you know, you get some... A guy in sporting goods, you know, you say something along the lines of, oh, sir, we're sorry, you know, we've been having some problems, we're going to have to take your call later, blah, 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 you know, just kind of create a few problems or something like that. Or you could say, sir, we haven't announced this over the radio yet, or over the PA system yet, but we've got some somebody moving in, we'd appreciate it if you'd move out the store. Blah, blah, blah. Or there's a lost child, or there's a fire, medical emergency, blah, blah, blah. So, I found that kind of interesting. I gotta get a hold of a track phone or a loose cell phone lying around, or actually I could probably get one from the Sprint booth that's not too far away from the Sprint Koisk. Yeah, I think we'll do that. So, well, without further ado, I think I'm going to end the show. You guys got any shout-outs?
Yeah, hbx.us/hackstore for episode of Hackstore Radio. And big shouts to Hairball and, of course, Avid is currently on the line. And FinRev, Default Radio, TextFast.com, the usual suspects. Also, Beaver. And that's it.
Avid, you got any shoutouts?
I think he fell asleep.
Avid. Yes, no. Gee, that's comforting. Yeah, I've got some shout-outs. Strom, if you managed to hear this, big thank you. Thank you, guys, for coming on the air. That goes for you, too, Johnny and Avid. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Chisel, can't thank you enough for getting my website up and running. Let's see here. Kizzle. Strong, Johnny. Duel, even though he couldn't make it tonight, I got some major props to him for, you know, even considering coming on the show. Because, you know, I just feel if people are even willing, even if the show sucks, then I'm happy. If you're willing to come on the show, even if you think, you know, if other people think, man, his show sucks, what's he doing, blah, 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 then I'm happy. So, I'm not sure, just thinking on timing schedules and whatnot, there might be a show next week, there might not, definitely see you in 2 weeks, if not sooner. So, later. Thank you.